Jesus can satisfy the heart. Have you ever heard of a broken heart? Many people, as they go through life, have broken hearts.
很多人呢, 在他的人生中呢, 都会有心碎的时刻。
Jesus can satisfy the heart.
所以主耶稣肯, 可以满足你的内心。
Every Christian that I know who has trusted the Lord as their Savior says, I think I'm going to be happy when I get to heaven.
所以每个我认识的呢，他们已经相信主耶稣基督的为他的个人救主的时候呢，他说呢，我认为我去到天堂以后，我会非常的幸福。
Why do they say that?
他们为什么要这么说呢？
Because Jesus is the only one who can satisfy the heart now.
因为主耶稣基督他只是，他是现在唯一一个能够满足内心的。
And for that reason, when we're with him in heaven, he'll satisfy our heart even more.
出于这个原因呢，当我们到天堂和他同在的时候呢，他会更多的满足我们的内心。
So a simple chorus, you'll get the melody, and we'll just sing it together. Jesus can satisfy the heart.
一个非常简单的歌曲呢，就是说是你们很快会熟悉这个旋律，耶稣可以满足你的内心。
Study just a little bit today in the Gospel of John, chapter 4. In your Bibles, John chapter 4.
所以非常好，我们今天呢学习一点关于约翰福音第四章的，把你的圣经翻到约翰福音第四章。
It's a story that many of us know, a simple story about a woman who meets the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这样是一个非常简单的故事，那是一个妇人呢，她呢遇见了主耶稣。
So we're going to study it together. Just before we do, let's pray, and then we can consider the truth.
所以呢，我们今天要学习一点点。在我们学习之前呢，我们先祷告，然后我们可以学习真理。
Lord, we pray that you'll just speak to our hearts this morning.
主啊，我们祷告今天早上呢，您对我们每个人内心说话。
We're thankful that you're the only one who can really satisfy our hearts.
我们感谢您呢，您是唯一的一位可以满足我们内心的。
And we pray that each of us will come to you for that satisfaction and say, Lord Jesus, I want you to save me, and I want you to satisfy my heart, please.
所以我们呢，就是说是祷告，每一个人呢都可以来到您这里，请求那样的满足。我们也祷告呢，每个人都会说呢，我们想要您呢拯救我，我们想要您呢满足我们的内心。So
we just pray that you'll help us this morning. We pray for each one. May we all respond to your invitation.
最主要，我们就是今天感谢您，我们为每个人祷告，愿我们每个人呢都接受您的邀请。We
ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
All right, John chapter 4.
今天的约翰福音第四章。
The context is the Lord Jesus is going through the city of Samaria, the country of Samaria, and he's thirsty. It's noon, and he's sitting on a well, and he doesn't have any water because the well is deep. He can't get to the water unless you have a bucket, and he didn't have a bucket.
这里面呢，就是说上下文的关系。这主耶稣基督呢，他要去耶路撒冷城。耶路撒冷城说呢，他经过撒玛利亚。经过撒玛利亚的时候呢，这正是中午，他口渴了。口渴了，他说井里打水。到井里打水呢，要一个桶。他当时没有桶。如果你没有桶，那打不上的水。It
was noon, excuse me. It was noon and it was hot and he was thirsty and a woman came to the well.
所以这就是正午，正午的时候呢，就是非常热，非常热呢，就是他呢也渴了，一个妇人呢来到井边。So
here's verse 7 now. It says, a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink.
这第七节有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，给我水喝。And
so for sake of time, I'm going to tell you the application of this for each of us.
所以这个里面呢，就是为了节省时间呢，我要告诉我们每一个人的这一个在我们身上的应用。The
story is basically this: Jesus comes to you and to me and says, "I want a drink from you."
所以这个故事是呢，主耶稣基督来到你我这里说呢，我要你给我水喝。And
you sit back and you say, "Why would God want anything from me?"
你坐下想呢？你说为什么神呢？想要从我这里要点东西了
？The answer is because God is thirsty.
这个答案是因为神渴了吗
？And He loves you and me, and He wants our love in return.
所以他爱你我，他爱你我呢，他要我们用爱回报。So.
Jesus can satisfy the heart. Does that make sense?
所以主耶稣呢，可以满足内心，这个有道理吗？
You can satisfy God's heart.
你也可以让神的内心满足。
That make sense?
这个有道理吗？
Imagine a God so wonderful, so big, that he could even be impressed with and thankful for and enjoy
所以呢，你去想象一下，神呢，他是如此的美妙，如此的伟大，但是呢，他可以对你对他的一些回应呢，就是说感到印象深刻了。
Jesus said to her, give me a drink. I don't think she fully understood that. But Jesus says to you, would you please give me a drink?
所以呢，主耶稣基督对他说：“那给我水喝。”我不认为呢，他完全理解。所以呢，就主耶稣基督也对我们说：“啊，你能不能给我点水喝呢
？”And so, where are we? Verse 9.
第九节。
Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan?"
第九节说呢，撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？
It's almost like her saying, you want a drink from me? I got a different religion than you. I'm a different religion.
基本上说呢，你找我要水喝，我跟你的宗教不同，我有跟你不同的宗教。
And many people turn and walk away from Jesus when he asks them for a drink because they say, I got a different religion, you know.
因为很多人呢，当主耶稣基督找他们要水喝的时候，他们转身就走。他们说呢，你知道吗？我有不同的宗教。
That doesn't matter. Jesus still wants a drink from you.
所以这个不重要。主耶稣基督仍然想要你给他水喝。
Now verse 10, Jesus answered, said to her, "If you know the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would ask him, and he would have given you living." Water.
第十节说，耶稣回答说：“女儿，知道神的恩赐和对你说，我给我水喝的是谁？你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。”
Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." She says, "No, I'm a different religion. I don't have." He said to her, "If you knew who I was, you'd ask me. I would give you a drink."
所以这个呢，主耶稣基督跟他说呢，就是说是这个妇人说你找我要水喝，我要要水喝呢，那么说呢，我跟你的宗教不同，但主耶稣基督就告诉他说呢，就是你如果知道我是谁，你会找我要水喝。
A drink of living water.
你喝的是活水。
Jesus says the water that I can give you is different than the water that you'll get in the world.
所以呢，主耶稣基督说呢，我给你的水，那么说呢，是和你在世界上的喝的水是不一样的。
And so, verse number 12 says, she says to him, "Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Are you greater than Jacob?"
第十二节说，我们的父雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和他的孩子们并牲畜呢，也都喝这井里的水。难道你比他还大吗？你比雅各还大吗
？How can Jesus give you living water? It's because He is greater than Jacob. No one else can give you living water.
那么主耶稣基督怎么样能给你活水呢？因为呢，他比那个雅各要伟大的多，没有其他人能够给你这样的活水。
So she thinks about it for a while, and in verse 15 she says, "Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw."
所以呢，这个妇人呢思考了一下，第十五节她说呢，妇人对他说，先生，请把这水给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这里打水。
She didn't understand, but she had enough sense to say, if you can give me living water that's better than ordinary water, I want it.
所以呢，她不理解，但是她也足够的那样的，就是说感觉说呢，如果你给我的这个水比世界上的水好的话，我就想要。
If you were to go to meet somebody and he owed you $100.
如果你去找某人，他欠你100块钱。
And so you said to him, "I'd like you to pay me, please."
所以呢，你就跟他说呢，啊，把钱还给我。
And so he says to you, "Well, would you like $100, or would you rather if I gave you $500?"
他就对你说呢，你只想要100块钱呢，还是呢，如果我给你500块钱，你也想要了？
What would you say?
你会怎么说呢？
I'd say, all right, I'll take $500.
那好吧，我要500。
Okay, she's pretty smart.
这个女的非常聪明。
All right. So what does the Lord answer her and say?
因为主呢，怎么回答他说的什么？
She said, verse 16, "Go call your husband." God, Jesus said, "Go call your husband and come back."
就是他在第十六节说呢，耶稣对他说：“你去叫你的丈夫也到这里来。”
She said, "I have no husband."
他说呢，我没有丈夫。
Jesus said to her, "You well said, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one who you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly."
你主意思说你说没有丈夫是不错的，因为你已经有过五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，这话是真的。
Okay, if you want Jesus to satisfy your heart,
如果你想要主耶稣基督满足你的内心，
if you want the living water that he can give, what is the prerequisite?
所以这个里面呢，就是说是那么说，如果你想要他给你的那个活水，那么呢，你的要求应该是什么？
You've got to be willing to say, I'm a sinner.
你必须愿意说我是个罪人。
In the Bible, Jesus consistently puts his finger on the sin of the people.
所以在圣经里，主耶稣基督呢，他不断地把他的手指指向罪人的罪。
And if your heart is full of sin and you haven't repented of that sin, Jesus can't satisfy that heart.
因为如果呢，你还没有相信他会救赎你的罪，还没有悔改，主耶稣基督可以满足你的心。
And the wonderful thing is that Jesus can give you a new heart and can take away the sin out of the old heart so that you can have a heart that will satisfy him and he will satisfy you.
因为奇妙的事情呢，是主耶稣基督他可以赐给你一个新心，把那个罪从你的旧心里拿掉，因为这个新的心呢可以让他满足，他也可以满足你这个新的心。
All right, so verse number 23. Jesus says to this woman, "The hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him."
那时候将到，如今就是了。那真正敬拜父的，要在灵和真理中敬拜他，因为父寻找这样的人敬拜他。
Many people say, "I've got my own religion."
很多人说我有自己的宗教。
And very often their own religion relates to some physical place.
所以通常呢，他们的宗教呢和一些具体的地方有联系。
She said, "Our fathers worship on this mountain. Your people say you should worship on that mountain."
所以他说呢，我们的父辈呢在这个山上敬拜，你说呢你们应该在那个山上敬拜。
Jesus says it isn't this mountain nor that mountain. Where you've got to worship is right down in your heart.
主耶稣基督说，那就是既不是那个山，也不是那个山，你要敬拜的地方呢，是在你内心里。
You can carry sin into a building, you can carry sin into an activity, but you can't have sin in your heart and Jesus in your heart. If Jesus is going to come into your heart, you've got to say to the sin, "No, I want to get rid of that sin."
所以呢，你可以在一个地方呢去犯罪，你可以在一个就是活动中去犯罪，但是你不能在你的内心里有犯罪，因为就是如果主耶稣基督他能够满足你的内心的话呢，你要说不，我的内心里不能有罪。
Now the amazing thing about this story is that Jesus knew this woman's heart.
所以这个奇妙的地方呢，是主耶稣基督呢知道这个妇人的内心。
She had had five husbands.
她过去有五个丈夫。
Now she was living with a man who wasn't her husband.
她现在和同居的这个人呢，不是她的丈夫。
How did Jesus know that?
主耶稣基督怎么知道这一点呢？
Answer, because he counted, that's all.
答案是因为他数过，这是
为什么？ He knew all about that woman.
他知道这个女人的一切。
Do you know Jesus knows all about your heart?
你知不知道主耶稣基督的他知道你的所有的
内心。He knows all about the good things and he knows all about the bad things.
他知道你干的所有好事，也知道你干所有坏事。
Okay, so you say no, no, and you wash your face and and you put on your best clothes and you say, I'm pretty good. He says, I know what's going on the inside.
你说不不不，我已经洗脸了，我穿了最漂亮的衣服。主耶稣基督说不是这样，我知道你的内心。
This is what God wants.
这就是神想要的。
Look at the verse again. It's Oh, my goodness. We'll pick it up in 23 and 24. 23 says, the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Verse 24, God is the Spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
那第二三节说，那真正敬拜父的要在灵和真理中敬拜他，因为父寻找这样的人敬拜他。第二四节说，神是个灵，所以敬拜他的必须在灵和真理中敬拜他。
Do you want the water that will satisfy?
你想要那样的水可以满足你的吗？
You've got to get it in spirit. You don't get it by what you say. You don't get it by where you go. You don't get it by what you do. You get it by believing him, receiving him right in your own heart. It's a spiritual thing.
因为你不能通过就是你说过的话，或者你去过的地方，或者你做的事情得到这个活水。唯一能够得到的呢，就是说是能够在你的内心里，因为这个是灵力的事情。
But the wonderful thing is that the worship of God and the water he gives on the basis of truth.
这个奇妙的地方呢，就是神呢，他赐给你这样的活水，那就是是基于真理赐给你的。
There are many religions out there, but they're not all based on truth.
有很多的宗教，但是他们并不都基于真理。
And there are many people in the world today who will tell you, doesn't really matter whether it's true or not, just as long as you believe it.
因为那就是在世界上有很多人，他会告诉你呢，不管它真假，你只要相信就行了。
That's absolute nonsense, and you know what we know.
这个呢是绝对毫无道理的，你知道，我们也知道。
But many people go through life refusing to acknowledge the truth.
但是很多人呢，在他们的人生中呢，他们拒绝呢承认真理。
And so the story ends. Some of you remember the end of the story. She goes back to her city. She says, "You've got to come and hear this man. He knows the truth. He knows everything that I ever did. He's the truth. You must come to him. He's the truth."
就是你们呢，就是说你们中间有些人呢，可能记得这个故事的后面那一部分。他回到他住的那个城镇的把所有的人都叫来，说你们必须要去见他，他知道真相，他知道我的一切，他知道真理，你们必须要来见他，他就是真理。
We learned this morning that there's going to be judgment day, and we get rewards when we get to heaven.
因为呢，就是说，我们知道呢，在早晨讲了一点，就是那个基督审判台前，我们到达天堂以后呢，我们要得到赏赐。Okay,
when you get rewards, is it going to be based on truth, or is it going to be based on some lies that you told?
所以就是，如果你得到赏赐呢，那是基于呢，你做的一些那个真的事情呢，还是你撒了一些谎呢？
Everything about God is truth.
所以呢，神的一切都是真理。The
devil is a liar.
魔鬼。He's
been a liar from the beginning. You either choose the devil's lies or you choose Jesus' truth.
因为魔鬼呢，他是撒谎的，他从一开始就是撒谎的。你或者选择那个魔鬼的谎言，或者选择主耶稣，他是真理。She
went home to her friends and neighbors, and she said, "You've got to come to hear this man. He is truth. He told me all about my life. He knows all about me. He's the God of truth."
在这个里面，他回去告诉他的家人，还有所有的他的邻居们说呢，你们必须来见他，因为他呢告诉我过去我所做的一切，他知道一切，他就是真理，他是真理的神。What
does the God of Truth want to give you?
真理的神想要赐给你什么？
Living water.
活水。
Living water. That's absolutely marvelous. Jesus can satisfy the heart.
所以呢，活水这是绝对奇妙的。主耶稣呢，可以满足你的内心。
Why would you believe that?
你为什么要相信这个呢？
Because he's the truth, that's why. He knows all the truth. He knows all about you, and he knows all about God, and he knows all about the devil, and he knows all about sin and forgiveness. Jesus can satisfy the heart. Go to him for living water.
因为呢，就是他呢，就是真理，他呢知道一切，他知道一切关于你，知道一切关于我，他也知道一切关于神，也知道一切关于魔鬼，他也知道一切关于就是说是赎罪的主耶稣基督呢，他是那个真理的神，他可以满足你的内心。
Verse 29.
29节。
She said to the people in her town, "Come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?"
第九节呢，这个妇人呢说，她来看一个人，她将我素来所行的一切事情都给我说出来了，这不就是基督吗？
Verse 30, then they came out, they went out to the city and came to him.
第三节，众人就出城往耶稣那里去。
Verse 39, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified.He told me all that I ever did.
第三节就那城里许多撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
Verse 41, and many more believed on him because of his own word. He spoke to them. He told them the truth, just as he told the woman, and they believed because of what the woman said, and they believed because of what he said to them.
就是四十一节说呢，因为耶稣自己的话，信的人就更多了。因为这个主耶稣基督跟他们在所有人都讲了真理，因为他告诉呢那个妇人，那个妇人他知道他所说的一切的事情，他过去一些事情，然后他去告诉其他的人。这些人呢，他们并不是相信了这个妇人的话，他们是相信了主耶稣基督的话，因为主耶稣基督告诉他真理，所以就都信了。
Jesus can satisfy the heart.
耶稣基督可以满足你的内心。
Did that woman's former life satisfy her?
这个妇人以前的生活让她满足吗？
I just keep on thinking of that dear woman who went through 5 divorces.
所以我就一直在想来，这个可爱的女人呢，经历了5次离婚。
What a broken-hearted woman she must have been.
她呢，是一个多么心碎的妇人呢？
But Jesus satisfied her heart.
但是耶稣基督满足了她的内心。
She was so excited about the living water that Jesus gave her that she invited all her friends to come to.
因为她对主耶稣基督赐给她的那样的个活水，那感到非常的激动，所以她邀请所有的人都来见主耶稣。
Lord, it's just a simple story.
主要这只是一个简单的故事。
But we want to thank you that it's a true story.
但是呢，我们要感谢您呢，这是一个真实的故事。
It's a true story that's all about the truth.
这是一个真实的故事，关于真理的。
And we're thankful that we can be so bold as to tell the story because it's all true.
所以呢，我们也非常感恩，我们可以非常的大胆的，因为这个故事告诉我们的全都是真理。
And Lord, the fact is that.You've satisfied the heart of so many of us.
最主要，事实上呢，您呢，在我们中间很多的人呢，您都满足了我们的内心。
And so it's logical and easy for us to say, "You come to Jesus; He'll give you living water. He'll satisfy your heart too."
因为这个是非常有逻辑的，去告诉别的人呢，就是你也来到主耶稣基督这里，你相信他为你的救主，他也能满足你的内心。
We thank you for the good news of the Bible.
我们感谢圣经里的福音。
We thank you for the good news of the forgiveness of sin and heaven eternally.
所以我们也感谢呢，有这样的好消息，那我们的罪可以得到赦免，而且是永远赦免。
And we thank you that it's all true.
我们感谢这所有都是真的。
We give thanks. Lord, may you just cause each of us to reach out and receive Jesus as our Savior.
所以我们呢，就是说感谢您，主啊，愿您呢，让我们每个人呢，都起来去接受主呢，为他的救助。
Let me give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.